The curve. Some people are super fans who love what you offer and are willing to spend a lot on it. Others are freeloaders who just take whatever they can get for free. It's important to appreciate both ends of the spectrum, from the big spenders to the freeloaders. Love and take care of your fans and super fans, but don't ignore the freeloaders. They could become fans too, or even super fans. Plus, they spread the word about you, which helps grow your audience. With a bigger audience, even if only a few buys, you can still do well financially, maybe even become wealthy. Nine Inch Nails collaborated with Lady Gaga. Consider musicians like Lady Gaga or Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails. They don't fight against people downloading their music for free or watching their videos on YouTube. Instead, they put their music on pirate sites and YouTube themselves. They even let their songs play on subscription services like Spotify, where they only get paid a tiny fraction of a cent for each play or download. Reznor, for example, gave away part of his Ghost's Eye 4 album in exchange for fans' email addresses. Then he sold the full digital album for $5, the CD for $10, and a special, deluxe edition for $75. He even offered super fancy, ultra-deluxe editions for $300, which sold out in under 2 weeks, bringing in $750,000. In total, he made $1.6 million from the album. Similarly, Lady Gaga doesn't rely on making money directly from her music. She gives a lot of it away to attract more fans. Instead, she makes most of her money from concerts, merchandise like t-shirts, and other stuff. For example, in 2010, she only made $167 from about 1 million plays of her songs on Spotify. But by 2011, her total earnings were close to $130 million. Insights from Reznor and Lady Gaga. Reznor and Lady Gaga are savvy when it comes to the curve. They offer their music for free to gain tons of fans. They get that many of these fans won't pay, but a small group who love their music will. They're willing to shell out for concert tickets and other stuff. They use variable pricing so fans can spend as much as they want. And get this, half of their cash comes from less than one-fifth of their fans. Now, let's talk about the curve in simple terms of scarcity and abundance. With digital storage and the internet, music became super easy to find for free. But here's the twist. The artist's time is scarce. Lady Gaga knows this, so she hypes up live concerts, something you can't get just anywhere, compared to recorded music you can find all over the place. Smart restaurant owners and farmers make their products seem scarce by offering organic, local and healthy options. This makes them more money. Scarcity equals bigger profits. Compete to achieve zero. Over 150 years ago, a French mathematician named Joseph Bertrand made a bold claim. If there are two identical products, their prices will eventually drop to match the cost of making them. This idea, known as the Bertrand model, explains that when a company sells a widget for $5 that costs $1 to produce, a competitor will come in and sell it for $4. Then the original seller will lower their price to $3, and so on, until it hits $1, the production cost. When it comes to digital items, the story changes slightly. While creating them may be costly, distributing them online costs next to nothing. In this digital age, a tweaked Bertrand model predicts that prices of digital goods will plummet to zero or close to it. We're already seeing this happen with music, books, games, and movies. Think about it. If it's possible to copy something and give it away for free or sell it for cheaper than the original, someone will do it. An astute author, for instance, might release the first book of a trilogy as a free ebook to get readers interested. Once they're hooked, readers might happily pay for the next two books in physical formats like paperback or hardcover. Meanwhile, the author uses social media and other platforms to connect with fans and grow their following. Understand the dynamics of audience engagement. The author divides their audience into freeloaders, fans, and superfans, and interacts with each group differently. Some fans feel a strong emotional connection to the author's work. These superfans, who are at the top of the fan curve, proudly display hardcover editions, buy t-shirts, or pay extra for limited signed copies or a chance to have lunch with the author. The author offers different price options to cater to everyone's preferences. Michael Hicks, for example, wrote and self-published 12 books. He gave away 3 books for free on Amazon, totaling around 250,000 copies. Hicks believes that by giving away these books, he managed to sell approximately 90,000 of his other works. The price of a digital version of your creation might end up being very low, maybe even free. But like Hicks, Lady Gaga, or Reznor, you can decide to offer your work for free as a strategy to attract freeloaders, fans, and superfans who are willing to pay. However, creators who give away their work still face tough competition. With so many free options available, grabbing consumers' attention is a challenge. To stand out, you need to provide something unique and valuable, whether it's content, products, or services. How to effectively distribute. Chinese warrior Zhao Xing may have pioneered mass production around 300 BC. He ordered thousands of identical crossbows for his army, streamlining their production instead of crafting each one by hand. This innovation gave him a superior military edge, allowing him to conquer and unite various factions across China. In the early 20th century, Henry Ford revolutionized manufacturing with the assembly line, making millions of affordable cars for the masses. For a long time, this mass production method dominated industries, offering standardized products in large quantities. However, today's consumers have endless options. Simply releasing content for free no longer guarantees attention. The real secret is crafting unique content tailored to niche audiences, forging a strong connection rather than aiming for the masses. Tailored experiences, the power of emotional connection. Today, with mass customization, you can get things just the way you like them. People expect basic stuff to be affordable, so they want personalized and awesome experiences instead. The key to having loyal fans versus just customers comes down to how your product makes them feel, what it says about them, and how it matches their dreams. That emotional bond can turn people from expecting freebies to happily paying extra for your stuff. Call of Duty. Blockbusters like Harry Potter, Gangnam Style, and Call of Duty grab everyone's attention and make big money. Everyone dreams of making one, but it's tough. Instead of chasing after the whole crowd, it's smarter to focus on niche markets and unique products. Blockbusters are getting harder to hit because people's interests are all over the place. So, it's safer to aim for a small group of loyal fans and give them exactly what they want. Once you've found your niche and created stuff that rocks, there's still the challenge of getting noticed. Make sure what you're putting out there is top-notch. In a sea of free content, just being okay won't cut it. You need to shine bright to get noticed. Back in the day, big shots called the shots on what you got to see or play. It was all about who you knew. If you had the right connections, your stuff could get out there without much effort. Think about when the UK only had 3 TV channels, you watched whatever was on. But now, with endless options, only the best stands out. The changing role of gatekeepers. Gatekeepers don't have much say anymore. Think about Amazon, Apple, and YouTube. They're the new ones calling the shots. They're all about giving you options, not deciding who's good and who's not. Sure, there's a bunch of junk out there, but you'll stumble upon what you love. With better filters and ratings, it's easier to find the real gems. Just find your thing and others will catch on. It might happen fast or it might take a while, but your niche will spread. Determine your pricing. Once you find your target audience, consider adjusting your prices to suit different budgets. This way, your loyal fans can invest more if they want to. Think about when you're at a fancy restaurant and the server brings you a bottle of water with a fancy label. You might be willing to pay $6 for it just because it looks prestigious. Similarly, if they serve you wine in an elegant crystal glass and give it a fancy name, you're more likely to think it's amazing, even if it's the same quality as a cheaper wine. Studies have shown this effect many times. It's not just about knowing the facts. It's about how you feel in the moment. The value of something and what you're willing to pay for it depend on how much you enjoy it. Your experience is shaped by many factors: the environment, the people you're with, how good the service is, the atmosphere, how things are presented, and of course, the price tag. The more you focus on providing a top-notch, personalized experience for your fans, the more they'll see the value in what you offer and the more they'll be willing to pay for it. Sometimes people like to flaunt their wealth by buying flashy, unnecessary things, kind of like how male bowerbirds build fancy, colorful bowers to attract mates. This behavior might seem pointless, but it's a way for the male bird to show off his good genes. If he's got the time and energy to build something so elaborate while still taking care of himself, it tells the female bird that he's a strong potential mate. Unlock the power of showing off. Social thinker Thorstein Veblen talked about how people like to show off by buying expensive stuff they don't need. This kind of conspicuous consumption is like flexing your muscles, showing everyone how powerful you are by what you own. It's not just about having things, it's about showing off who you are. This need to show off opens up opportunities for companies. Take Farmville, for example. They noticed that players didn't really care much about how their farms looked because they played alone. But Farmville makes money by selling stuff to players, so they came up with a clever idea. They started sending out messages asking players to help out their neighbors in the game. When players visited other farms, they couldn't help but compare them to their own. Suddenly, everyone wanted to make their farms look better with cool stuff like virtual houses and ponds. It turns out, people in virtual worlds are just as image conscious as those in the real world. So, companies can use that to their advantage by giving people ways to show off and feel special. Kart Rider, a popular online game, has millions of players. Back in Christmas 2007, they offered virtual Santa hats to players for just $1 each. Believe it or not, they sold over a million of these hats in just 7 days. Popeyes with servant leadership, boosting profits and stock. The rise of 3D printing is shaking up how things are made, just like how the entertainment industry got a shakeup. But here's the twist. Instead of fighting against it, manufacturers can use it to their advantage. Imagine you bake a cake using King Arthur flour. You can't print flour with a 3D printer, right? But the same idea still applies. King Arthur flour gets people interested by giving away cool stuff like recipes and videos. And while they do that, they're also getting to know their customers better. They're not just selling flour, they're building relationships with thousands of bakers and chefs. And hey, they might even offer some sweet perks like t-shirts or baking sessions with famous chefs. Even though they still work with middlemen, King Arthur Flour stands out because they've got fans. And that gives them more control over what's next for them. Key points. 1. 3D printing changes manufacturing like it did entertainment. 2. Give away content to build relationships with fans. 3. Lady Gaga and Trent Reznor succeed by offering free music and unique experiences. 4. Understand the curve. Some fans pay, others don't, but all spread the word. 5. Focus on niche markets and unique products for success. 6. Personalized experiences make fans willing to pay more. 7. Showing off what you offer attracts attention and defines your brand.